Part 1.
So, Susan, do you have anything planned for this Saturday?
I'm kind of busy. Why do you ask?
Oh, I was wondering if you'd like to get together and do something, like catch a movie or take a walk down by the lake.
I'd love to, but I'm really going to be busy all day on Saturday.
What do you have going on that day?
First, my mom asked me to help clean the house in the morning, and then I have a dentist appointment at 12:30. I can't miss that because I've canceled twice before.
Well, what about after that?
Well, I'm going to be running around all day. After the dentist appointment, I need to meet Julie at 2 o'clock to help her with her science project that's due on Monday morning at school.
Okay, but are you free after that?
Hardly. Then I have to pick up my brother from soccer practice at 4:30, and my mom asked me to cook dinner for the family at 5:30. I feel like a slave sometimes. Then I have to clean the dishes and finish reading my history assignment. Who knows how long that'll take.
Wow, sounds like you're going to have a full day. Hey, listen, why don't I come over later in the evening and we can make some popcorn and watch a movie?
Oh, that'd be great, but our TV's broken.
Ugh. Well, let's just play a game or something.
Sounds good, but give me a call before you come. My mom might try to come up with something else for me to do.
Now listen again.
So, Susan, do you have anything planned for this Saturday?
I'm kind of busy. Why do you ask?
Oh, I was wondering if you'd like to get together and do something, like catch a movie or take a walk down by the lake.
I'd love to, but I'm really going to be busy all day on Saturday.
What do you have going on that day?
First, my mom asked me to help clean the house in the morning, and then I have a dentist appointment at 12:30. I can't miss that because I've canceled twice before.
Well, what about after that?
Well, I'm going to be running around all day. After the dentist appointment, I need to meet Julie at 2 o'clock to help her with her science project that's due on Monday morning at school.
Okay, but are you free after that?
Hardly. Then I have to pick up my brother from soccer practice at 4:30, and my mom asked me to cook dinner for the family at 5:30. I feel like a slave sometimes. Then I have to clean the dishes and finish reading my history assignment. Who knows how long that'll take.
Wow, sounds like you're going to have a full day. Hey, listen, why don't I come over later in the evening and we can make some popcorn and watch a movie?
Oh, that'd be great, but our TV's broken.
Ugh. Well, let's just play a game or something.
Sounds good, but give me a call before you come. My mom might try to come up with something else for me to do.
Part 2.
Listen to a school secretary talking to one of the teachers and fill in the gaps in the table.
Ah, Mr. Peters. Can I have a word with you, please?
Of course.
There are three new students in your English class.
Right.
Can I give you their details now?
Yes, sure. Just let me get a piece of paper.
All right. The first one is Céline Poulain.
Poulain? How do you spell that?
P-O-U-L-A-I-N. She's French, and she's 25 years old.
Does she have a job?
Yes, she's a doctor.
How interesting. What about the second student?
He's called Manuel Garcia.
Spanish?
No, he's Mexican. He's 32, and he's an engineer.
Right.
And the third student is Eva Liponen.
Is that L-I... Double P-O-N-E-N?
Yes, that's right. Liponen. She's from Finland and she's 21 years old.
What's her job?
She's an artist. They all start next week.
That's fine.
Now listen again.
Ah, Mr. Peters, can I have a word with you, please?
Of course.
There are 3 new students in your English class.
Right.
Can I give you their details now?
Yes, sure. Just let me get a piece of paper.
All right. The first one is Céline Poulain.
Poulain? How do you spell that?
P-O-U-L-A-I-N. She's French and she's 25 years old.
Does she have a job?
Yes, she's a doctor.
How interesting. What about the second student?
He's called Manuel Garcia.
Spanish?
No, he's Mexican. He's 32 and he's an engineer.
Right.
And the third student is Eva Liponen.
Is that L-I-P-P-O-N-E-N?
Yes, that's right, Liponen. She's from Finland and she's 21 years old.
What's her job?
She's an artist. They all start next week.
That's fine.
That's the end of listening part.